On July 2, 1982, a bomb at a train station in Norway killed one person. Some people have the damnedest reasons for carrying out a terrorist attack. Oslo, Norway. You've all heard the term lone wolf when it comes to terrorism. This concept refers to those attacks which appear, on the surface, to be the work of individuals who toil completely alone with no input from anyone else. The mere solitary nature of these deeds makes it very hard to detect and intercede before they succeed. I, for one, have never liked the phrase lone wolf. I think it's inaccurate and betrays a serious lack of understanding of how terrorism occurs. The simple truth is that there is rarely to never any real cases of true lone wolfism. I just made that up. Allow me to explain. Terrorism is, by definition, an ideologically driven phenomenon. Ideologies are group phenomena. No one person develops an ideology from scratch on his or her own. It is always a team effort. Hence, acts carried out in furtherance of that ideology are by definition group actions. It may occur that a single person ends up planning and executing a terrorist attack, since some are truly very simple to carry out. A vehicle attack, a stabbing, a shooting, etc. But the thought process that got them there to that point was anything but an individual journey. They got their ideas from somewhere, not their own minds. There are occasions on which, at first glance, an attack sure seems to be a lone wolf. On this day in 1982, a bomb went off inside the central train station in Oslo, Norway, killing one woman and causing extensive damage to the building. A second bomb, which was found 8 days later, failed to detonate. An unnamed 18-year-old male was arrested and charged. His proffered motive for the bombing was to extort the Norwegian State Railway for money. He was also convicted of 30 other criminal offenses, including theft, vandalism, and shootings. He had also planned to bomb a train track, and he was jailed for 11 years. Was this even terrorism? It was terrorizing to those there, I'm sure, but all things that terrorize do not constitute terrorism. It could just as easily have been labeled a garden variety crime. If that is true, then the unnamed young man was neither a lone wolf nor a terrorist. This adds little to our understanding of how terrorists get to be terrorists. I just wish we could get rid of the term, or the phrase rather, lone wolf.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.